Good morning. We're speaking with James Day Songs. This is Tessel Collins at sunmusic.net. How you doing, James?
I'm great. How you doing, Tessel? And hello to all the Sun Music fans like myself.
Thank you. How do you describe yourself?
I'm a songwriter. Everything else I do is just out of necessity to support my songwriting.
And where were you born? When did you really get into who James Day is?
Well, I was born in a small fishing town allergic to seafood, so that's kind of a good metaphor for my life. I live there again now because I live at home with Mom, mm-hmm. and taking care of her, and was in the house I was born in Rockport, Massachusetts, tiny little fishing town north of Boston.
What was it like growing up there?
Well, I was a fish out of water, pardon the pun, but, it's a small little town, and I had big city dreams, and I loved, my grandfather, who lived in Boston, he gave me my first album when I was four, and it was Natalie Cole's Inseparable. So from a very young age, I really fell in love with soul music, and that was pretty much the passion that led me through to make it through high school and get to the point where I could move to New York City and start making music. That's a short story, short version of the story.
So how did you develop your skills in the music magic and the music writing and producing?
Most of it is instinctual, though I am a firm believer in a great education and training, because everybody I work with who plays on my records, almost all of them went to Berklee School of Music or the equivalent. But I developed it came by instinct mostly, although I did play the flute for 8 years and I did learn to read music. Most of the schooling I went to was for dance and musical theater, and when I went to New York City, I went to school for musical theater. So that was my training. My songwriting was actually more of a natural gift.
Who gave you your first break?
Well, I won, even before that, actually the first sign I got that I wrote songs that were kind of better than average was the very first professional demo I ever made was recorded by Layla Hathaway, and she demoed it because she was at Berklee at the time, and I had written it with somebody at Berklee, and then as soon as she played it for her people at Virgin and for Marcus Miller, they decided to record it. Now, in the end, it didn't make it on her second record because they took a different direction with the album, and they went more pop with it. And this was a very jazz piece. But just the fact that, you know, your first demo, real professional demo, was recorded by Layla Hathaway was kind of a sign to me that, okay, I guess I should be doing this. And then I won a bunch of song contests. I won grand prizes and John Lennon, Billboard, and then an award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame for up-and-coming songwriters and for songwriting excellence. So that's what kept me going for a long time before I figured out how to really get or create opportunity in the business.
Your first CD, what was it, and when did you really get to know that this is what you're going to be doing for your life?
Well, my first cuts, I was doing songwriting the old-fashioned way, which is you write songs, you make demos, and you pitch them. Mm-hmm. I had some songs cut by some little teeny boppers on, like, Virgin that were supposed to be, like, the next Britney Spears, or little boy bands on Curb Records that were going to be the next Backstreet Boys, or, you know, things like that. But then what happened was, the music business changed, and it became very track producer producer oriented. So like record companies would, you know, pay for all these tracks by like whoever was the beat of the moment, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the artists would just slap boards on top and that would be the song. So there wasn't anybody, there wasn't any need for like a lyric and a melody specialist, or really any live musicians for that matter. So there just wasn't any opportunity for what I did. What I did was no longer pop music. I discovered there was a nostalgic audience in Europe and the UK, so I ended up getting a record deal as a songwriter to make songwriter albums, kind of the same way that Quincy Jones made producer albums, and I wrote and produced the songs, and I would get guest artists who were like famous R&B singers from the 80s, and they would sing my songs and then release them over there, and that kind of developed my developed my style and it sort of gave, it helped me sort of figure out how I was going to go about still creating music in the new model of music. And so this year, the difference was, well, first of all, I did it all myself without a label, and then secondly, I branched out into smooth jazz. So in addition to having like a top R&B vocalist, I have like a name instrumentalist, like a Unam or Walter Beasley or Lynn Roundtree, soloing, so that it appeals to both smooth jazz and Quiet Storm R&B, urban adult contemporary. And so that really broadened my market, and I think that's why Repertoire really has now solidified what I do, who my market is, you know, who likes my music, and it's going to enable me to continue to do it. So I'm very grateful.
I think it's important, especially as you really cracked what is now this, what you say, the smooth radio market, which even Walter Beasley is calling pop music for our time. The Repertoire collection is really a lot of upbeat stuff that you wouldn't associate necessarily with smooth. It's exceeded your expectations.
Totally, I really it was just an idea to put, you know, the smooth jazz instrumentalists on it, and yes, I knew that what I was bringing to the table of, say, smooth jazz or Quiet Storm is that I was bringing tempo and vocals, because most of their music is instrumental, and most of the music is below a certain BPM.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, let me be the record that they put on when they need a break and want a good vocal, or they need to pick up the tempo a little bit. And so I knew that if I was going to be the one record that they went to when they did that, that it was going to have to be really good. So, and I was very lucky. You know, we're still in the top 20 national smooth jazz CDs. We've survived records, and it's been 8 months. We've survived records by major artists on major labels that came out later than mine that have already dropped far below. And even recently, like two of my favorite smooth jazz artists just went down, and we hung in there in the top 20. So there is a place for what I did on this record at radio, and I think they appreciate the tempo and the vocal that I brought to the table that smooth jazz doesn't have an awful lot of.
Well, I think you're very humble and very low key in the way that you're talking about your wonderful, wonderful music that is really a great piece of music and deserves to stay in the top 10 as long as people who love it, and those that haven't got to hear it get an opportunity to recognize and find it. 2016 has turned out to be a good year for you.
It really has, and as I told you, we got nominated for by Soultrax for Album and Song of the Year.
Congratulations.
So thank you, and so any of your listeners are Soultrax members, you'll get a ballot in your email. You know, sometimes it goes into your social media email box or your promotion email box. But look for it on November 1st from Soultrax, and you can go and you can vote for all your favorite artists. And please consider voting for Repertoire for Album of the Year and Dance Again with Trina Rousseau for Song of the Year. And that would be a wonderful way to end the year.
Yeah. What's next?
What's next is a Christmas single that drops November 1st as well.
Very nice.
And it's sung by Tony Terry and Silver Logan Sharp. Silver is the lead singer from Chic for over 20 years, and now she's solo, and she has a beautiful record coming out on her own, but she duets with Tony Terry on this one. And Tony Terry, most people know, as a huge 90s R&B star with hits like When I'm With You, Lovey Dovey, Forever Yours. And we're also doing shows to promote the single. There's one at Blues Alley, November 16th. And I would definitely recommend getting tickets in advance because it's a small room and it's going to be an incredible show. Tony's going to do all his hits. Silver's going to do hers, including some with Chic. They're going to debut this new Christmas song. They've got an incredible live band headed up by musical director Daryl Hunt, who does Rahsaan Patterson, Yolanda Adams, Stephanie Mills, Roberta Flack. I mean, you know, he only says yes to the A-list. So this band is going to be ridiculous, and I'm going to be there.
Well, I encourage everyone to get out to see you wherever they can, and we look forward to having you up here in Boston as soon as we can, too.
I hope we get them to come up here. That would be really nice. I think definitely our venue would be a Scholars. So we'll definitely try to do that in the new year and combine it with the Sun Music event.
Thank you, James. James Day, producer extraordinaire, get out and get his new CD, Repertoire. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Remember our first winter spent together? Didn't care if it would snow all night and day. We would curl up by the fire, watch it burn with our desire. Never thought our love so strong could melt away.